Proverbs 6 states, "We are snared by the words of our mouth." Snared means to be trapped. Your words can trap you. What you say can cause you to stumble and keep you from your potential. You're not snared by what you think. Negative thoughts come to us all, but when you speak them out, you give them life. That's when they become a reality. If you say, "I'll never get back in shape," it becomes more difficult to get back in shape. You just made it harder. When you say, "I never get any good breaks," that stops the fever that was ordained for you. If you say, "I'm not that talented, I don't have a good personality," you're calling in mediocrity. It's setting the limits for your life. When negative thoughts come, the key is to never verbalize them. That thought will die stillborn if you don't speak it. When we acquired the former Compaq Center, it was a dream come true. We were so excited. Our architects drew up plans to change it from a basketball arena to a church. They called us together and said it was going to cost about $100 million to renovate. After they picked me up off the floor, my first thoughts were, "That's impossible. There's no way. I've only been the pastor 4 years. They cannot expect me to raise those kinds of funds." Even though those thoughts were racing through my mind again and again, I knew enough to keep my mouth closed. I kept a big smile on my face and acted as though it was no big deal. I knew if I didn't verbalize those thoughts, eventually they would die stillborn. It's one thing to think something's impossible, but when you start telling people that it's impossible, it takes on a whole new meaning. You may think, "I'll never get that job. I'll never get well. I'll never meet the right person." Those thoughts come to all of us. You can't stop that. My challenge is, don't give them life by speaking them out. Don't go call your friends and tell them how it's not going to happen. I told our team, "I don't see a way, but I know God has a way. He didn't bring us this far to leave us." My report was, "God is supplying all of our needs. Those funds are coming in. It may look impossible on paper, but with God, all things are possible." I knew better than to curse my future. I didn't want to get trapped by my words. I knew if I kept prophesying the right things, increase, favor, more than enough, we would start moving toward it. And thank God we did. In the tough times, you have to especially be on guard. It's very tempting to vent your frustration and tell people how the loan didn't go through, how bad the medical report was, how certain people just didn't treat you right. When you continually talk about the problem, that's going to make you more discouraged and it gives the problem more life. You're making it bigger. Turn it around. Don't talk about the problem. Talk about the promise. Instead of complaining, "Oh man, I've got this big challenge." No, say, "I serve a big God. He spoke worlds into existence. Nothing is too difficult for Him." Instead of saying, "I didn't get the promotion they promised. They passed me over again. Another disappointment." No, declare, "I know when one door closes, that means God has something better. He's directed my steps. I'm excited about my future." Instead of saying, "I'll never meet the right person. I'm too old. It's been too long." No, declare, "Something good is going to happen to me. Divine connections are coming my way." When someone says, "I'm sorry to hear that you got a bad medical report. Is it true?" Your response should be, "Yes, that's true. But I have another report. It tells me God is restoring health back unto me." If your friend remarks, "Well, I heard those people did you wrong," just smile and say, "Yes, but I'm not worried. God is my vindicator. He's fighting my battles. He's promised to give me beauty for ashes."